Blog Talk Radio. to sing. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap.
God bless each and every one of you on this beautiful evening. I thank God for each and every one of you tuning in to Spreading the Fire with our host, our own Bishop Michael Davis. I thank God for all our viewers and listeners all over the world that is tuning in by way of phone call and also by way of internet, even social media. We thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, I want you to do something for us real quick, my God, while you just coming in for work and you getting settled in, many of you all over the world and many of you different parts of the United States of America, I want you to go ahead and take a few minutes and go ahead and gather your mind, sit there, come to the table of your living room, amen, turn your TV off, turn everything off, because I know that God has a blessing for you on this week. And I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited. My spirit is so stirred up for what God finna get rid of the spread. And I'm telling you, feel free just to have a Holy Ghost good time in your living room. If you're driving in your car, if you're listening to us, I want you to pull it over, park into a gas station somewhere, stay safe. If you got to break a step, go ahead and break a step. Feel free and let the Holy Ghost have his way. I'm not going to take up too much more time. I want to turn this part over to our very own ICF, Bishop Mikey Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, Apostle. Greeting, good evening. Good evening to all that's on the line today. This week is going to be an awesome week. We are getting ready. If I can take a page from Bishop Jake, we're getting ready to have a Holy Ghost good time the next 6 days. Tonight you will hear none other than Apostle Spencer and myself. Tomorrow night, all the way from South Georgia, you will hear from Apostle-elect Battle and Prophetess Battle. And on Wednesday night, you will hear all the way from the Bahamas. And also on Thursday night, you will hear from Lithia Springs, Georgia, Apostle Dale Osborne. And on Friday night, you will hear from Apostle Walker, Celestine Walker, out of Forest Park, Georgia. And on Saturday night, you will hear from Apostle Tracy Wells out of Atlanta, Georgia. I am excited about what the Lord is doing in this time and what he is doing in this season. And he said for us to spread the fire.
Yes.
Spread the fire. You know that we have exited the Resurrection Sunday, but yet Jesus is still walking right now. He is walking,
yes,
talking still. He's walking, teaching still. He is walking, giving instruction still as we speak. So he said for us for the next 6 days, let's walk with him. Let's talk with him.
Yes.
Let's lean on him. Let's eat with him. Let's suck with him and continue to spread the fire of the Holy Ghost across this nation through these airways. I thank God for Apostle Spencer and ADM Ministry. God bless you, my son. And
amen.
Lady Spencer,
amen.
God bless you, my daughter. We thank God for you. And let the Lord have a Holy Ghost good time on this airway now. I will turn it back over to you, Apostle.
Thank you, Bishop, and we just give God the glory, and we thank God for you all and also First Lady as well. And I'm telling you, saints of God, this is the time to where intercession and where we finna tap into the most secret place of the Most High. I'm telling you right now, if you could just gather your minds and gather your spirit just for a couple of minutes as we, my God, set the atmosphere in our homes or where we are, I truly believe, even though we might not be in a church building or four walls, but I truly believe that the Holy Ghost is right there in your living room. I truly believe that the Spirit of God is right there in your dwelling place. So it's not nothing new, regardless of where we are or where we at. I truly believe that the Holy Ghost is still going to do what he have to do. Hey, my God, if it's any believers, and I truly believe that everyone that is logged on in this evening, they are truly believer. I truly believe that on this week, even starting today, that God is still going to show up as a healer. God's still going to show up as a deliverer. God's still going to show up as a waymaker. I declare and I decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, Father, I pray, my God, even on this evening, that you will shake us in our homes, shake our spirits, shake our minds. God, don't even stop here within our dwelling places, also within us. God, we declare and we also decree that you will begin to shake the nation. Shake it until a fire begin to break out. Shake it until the Holy Ghost begin to reign. Shake it until every diabolical influence and everything and every structure of the enemy, my God, that tried to build up things against your people, God, it will be teared down in the name of Jesus. We must prophetically speak into the atmosphere, not only today, but for throughout the whole week, that God, you're going to show up and have your way. We come against anything that try to come against your purpose and come against your will. And also, God, we come against anything that try to come against your peoples of God, getting their miracle, getting set free, God, and also getting their healing. God, I sing to you, even on tonight, even us leaders going to be recharged and re-energized. I thank you, God, that you are downloading new strategies, God. You are downloading new playbooks in their spirit, but they could get ready, my God, to access and also take the work that you already impart inside of them into another place, into another level. God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you on this evening that, God, everything that you've done, it is just. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Even after the Easter ceremony, after the prayers, after the worship, after, my God, we up off that floor. God, we thank you that we are walking with the Holy Ghost fire. That fire is ready to consume anything and everything. God, we thank you. Even now, we having a blast that is going on corporately in the spirit of you, God, that even COVID-19 is not going to be able to withstand the burning of the Holy Ghost. Shake us, Holy Ghost, and shake us, Spirit of God. Father, I pray that you will begin to breathe inside of the homes of everyone that is listening by the sound of our voice. God, we thank you that as you begin to breathe inside their home, as you begin to move inside their dwelling places, the angels of the Lord, they begin to flap their wings, and everything that is not like you, it's going to have to go. We thank you, God, for a new beginning and a new move within you. We thank you, God, for awakening that is happening in our spirit. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. And God, we pray, as we pray this evening, anything that lies inside of us that is dead because of the journey and because of the things that have been happening, of the shift of the atmosphere, Father, I pray that a refreshing of your spirit, a refreshing of the Holy Ghost, not only going to hit the peoples of God, but it's going to hit your everyone that is called by your name, as far as your pastors, your apostles, your evangelists, and your bishops. God, we thank you. My God, if my people, as the word of God says, is called by my name, will humble thyself and pray and seek your face. And God, we are calling on you tonight, God. We are calling on you this evening. Shake us again, Holy Ghost. Shake our spirits. Shake our minds. shake us again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We release on our anointings, not to just make people have a Holy Ghost good time. We release on our anointings, not to just make individuals just a shout in their living rooms, but we release on our anointings on a direct assignment, that assignment that you called it to do, to break every yoke. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, if anyone that it is tonight, even on this week, if they come on a line with a yoke, if they come log in with a yoke, I declare and decree by the word of God, it will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Shake us, Lord. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us, Spirit of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. For my soul say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your might, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for giving us the power and also giving us the strategies to smash, my God, to tear down everything.
Yes, God. 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 Yes, God.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. God, we still give you praise and we still give you glory through it all. God, we give you the most high respect. And God, we thank you that no weapon that is formed against us, it will not and it cannot and it's not going to prosper, because you give us the power, you give us the anointing to shred over every adversary in the name of Jesus. God, we magnify your name and we lift you up. And God, we thank you that you're going to get the glory after this. We thank you that you're going to get the praise after this. We thank you that whatever the enemy meant for bad, you're going to turn around, and it's already turned around because it's prophetically and it's already foresight spoken in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. My God, I beg you that is listening all in all over the world, if you're in your home or in your living room, I beg you to just go ahead and give God a praise for 30 seconds. I beg you to just magnify the Lord with me, because God is good. God is good. His mercy endureth forever. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us, the Spirit of the Lord. Shake us in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise. Shake us, Lord. If you want to be shaken this week, I dare you to ask the Lord to shake you. If you want to be shaken this week, I dare you to declare and decree that I want to be shaken. I want to be set on fire. I want the fire not only to spread for who God is using, but spread in my neighborhood, spread on my job, spread in my family, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, because the fire of the Holy Ghost is going to spread like wildfire. We declare it and we decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost. As this fire begins to burn, it's going to catch on, just like in the upper room. It's going to catch on, and everyone's going to catch on fire in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise. I just got to magnify his name and lift him up and give him the glory, because he is worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We magnify your holy name. I'm not going to be on much long with you, my God Almighty, because I truly believe that Bishop My God has a word for each and every one of us, especially for many of you tonight. But I just want to share, and I just want to let you know, even coming from the book, my God, Acts, the second chapter in the 25th verse, my God, as it declared that you shall not be moved. And if I want to take from a text or take from a title of the book of Acts, second chapter in the 25th verse, amen, I just want to let someone know, and I want to encourage you on this evening, amen, no matter what comes up against you, no matter what comes your way, you shall not be moved. It's just like a fire. When a fire get a burning, and one thing about that fire, if that fire have use, or if it's use for that fire will do more good to you than more harm. But if the fire doesn't have any use, or the fire get mishandled, that fire could do more harm to you than good. It could burn you. But I truly believe, as we gather, my God Almighty, this afternoon, this evening, I truly believe that the fire of the Holy Ghost is ready to do some good with many of you, ready to burn whatever else, burn anything, my God, that came up or rise up against you, it shall be burnt off. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, my God, that he that was last, now you're going to become first. You might as well give God a praise that you and your time is going to come first. Well, I reminded in the story of the Bible, and I reminded when Jesus was making his way and on his journey, as the Bible began to declare that even the town or even his family, my God, resist him. We understand the scripture as the scripture declares that a prophet is not welcome in his own town. Well, that's something that many of us can identify, and many of us witness that many of us have been through a season, and we've been through a time to where, my God Almighty, folks don't want to recognize you for who you are. People don't want to recognize you for what God put inside of you. Amen. They slipping and dipping and doing backside. But I just want to let you know that you shall not be moved. And also I want to let you know, my God Almighty, the last shall be first. Even, my God, as Jesus went back to his hometown just to be despised, as the word, my God, began to declare, and just to be rejected. But the same people that despise you is somehow that when the world, my God, take on a paradigm shift, the same folks got to give you a call. I remember also going on in the Bible as Jesus began to sit in the, my God, begin to minister and begin to pray. He had a little bird come by and tell him, your brother, my God Almighty, is sick, and you need to come and see about your brother. Can I remind you again, the last shall be first. Y'all hear me, my God, this night? The last shall be first. And Jesus says, you know what? I can't go right now. I need to finish what I got to finish. You give me a moment, I'll be there. I will come sooner or later. You know that. I thank God that he got some Holy Ghost sanctified folks, blood washing folks, because at the end of the day, many people did not understand what your position was, but I couldn't run and rip for any and everything, because when the Holy Ghost got that fire burning inside of you, I just cannot put it in and everywhere, because I could do more harm than good. When your time comes, and when your prophetic set time comes, and I declare and decree that this is your prophetic set time, that God says, that Jesus says, I'm finna let the glory of my Father to be revealed. The last shall be first. And when Jesus got to the place, they looked at him and say, listen, I believe that your brother will still be living. I believe that your brother still will be alive. If you came on time, how many of us could testify tonight that he may not come when he want him, but God so showed up on time? How many of us could testify that the last will be first? That's why I will not and I shall not be removed. Oh, my God Almighty. And Jesus looked at him without a worry or without a care that the glory of the Father finna be revealed. Well, let me take a sidestep tonight and just want to let some of you know and encourage you. Yeah, it might seem as though you've been beat down. Yeah, it might seem as though it's one thing after another. Yeah, it might seem as though, God, I cannot get a break. I cannot, my head cannot come over the clouds. God, it seems like I'm drowning. Well, I'm here to tell you that the last shall be first. And God was saving you for a time like this. Can I prophetically prophesize to somebody that God was saving you for a prophetic time like this, that the last shall be first? Then I'm reminded in the stories as Jesus begins on his journey and he went up to the tomb and he began to spoke. Well, I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, and I tell many of folks, don't burn the bridge, my God Almighty, because you never know when you got to cross that bridge over again. How many of you could shout in your house that at the end of the day, I hold my peace. I fought the battle that God had me to fight. I had the victory wounds. I fasted and I prayed. And I call out to God. I want to tell you tonight that the last shall be first. My God Almighty. And before fire could start, the fire has to go through a process. It just don't happen when you woke up on it. But it just don't happen, my God Almighty, because you spoke it. Some of you, you've been through the valley. You've been through the storm. Baby, that's with all your sticks rubbing together, getting ready for the greatest breakthrough in your life. Can I tell you something again? That the last shall be first, and you shall not be removed. I got to give God a praise. Can I tell somebody tonight, my God, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, my God, that the last shall be first. This is the seasons, and this is your times, that what's burning inside of you, it's time to let it out in the name of Jesus. For the last shall be first. It's your time to walk in your first season. It's your time to walk in the season that God gave you. Can I encourage somebody tonight that the last shall be first, my God Almighty, and you shall not and will not be removed in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost that the last shall be first. My God, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, I give you the glory and I give you the praise. And I'm telling you right now, tonight, saints of God, that the last shall be first. This is your first season. And I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, you will not mediocre God. You will go forth through full throttle and all the way in, because the last shall be first. Yeah, it's a paradigm shift, and also it's a shift in place. You go ahead and be positioned, because once the cover is lift, the last that was last now I'm going to be first. You can laugh at me, you can laugh at me, people could talk about you. I just want to let you know and encourage you that the last shall be first. Why? Because the Holy Ghost fire that dwells inside of you is ready to burn. It's burning in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. You didn't go through what you went through for anything. You didn't went through the valley for nothing. You didn't suffer for nothing. The shift, my God Almighty, through all things is good unto the Lord. The last shall be first in the name of Jesus. Amen. I just want to encourage you and let you know that the last shall be first, because of the fire of the Holy Ghost that dwells inside of you. He that laugh, laugh. It's a transition taking place. Well, now God says your opportunity now. It's your time. It's up next. It's your season. It's now. The last shall be first. I give God the honor and I give God the praise and I magnify his holy name, my God. And I hope that it encouraged somebody to understand that the last shall be first. Because you went through the season that you went through, and all something, more things, and this thing's done happened. Amen. You understand that all things going to work out in the will of God. Because he dwell inside of you. You best believe he'll cause everything that is dead to rise up. To rise up. To rise up. Before he must rise up his own life, he was already beginning the miracle of resurrection. Now the Holy Ghost is really the leading God of you. I declare and decree it that the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you. God bless you tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I turn this back over to Bishop Davis.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. For those of you who just heard that word, just right where you are, just lift those hands. Just lift those hands and free yourself. Just lift those hands and free yourself. Just lift those hands and free yourself. The man of God, my son, said the last shall be first. Whatever you went through, you had to go through, but just know it was a setup or a comeback for you to be blessed. So let it go. Whatever hurt it was, let it go. Whatever sadness it was, let it go. Whatever harm you thought they did to you, let it go. Whatever envy you have in your spirit, let it go. And let the Holy Ghost burn it off, because the last shall become first. So let it go tonight. Right where you are, just begin to worship him. The Bible declares that he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if we allow the Holy Ghost to burn in our life tonight, if we allow the Holy Ghost to burn in our spirit tonight, I hear the Lord saying, the first shall become last, according to Apostle, and let it go, and I will give you beauty for your ashes. If we just let it go, stop holding it in and bundling it up and packaging it up, and fear, let it go. For you are first, the last shall become first. Hallelujah. 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 This is revival time. And when we have it, a revival, there is something that must be resuscitated. God is coming. The Holy Spirit is in the airways and in your homes tonight to resuscitate you. He put us in a place of reckoning so we can hear him, so we can praise him, so we can worship him. I'm reminded of a scripture, and when Jesus and the disciple was headed on a journey, he said, I must go through Samaria. So here is Jesus saying, I must come through your house tonight. I must come through to your heart tonight. I must come through the street that you live on tonight. I must come through. I have a need to come through. And we know the story that when he went through there, then he met a woman at the well, and he began to have a dialogue with her and tell her, if you knew who it was asking you for a drink, I will give you living water. The Lord wants to restore us now. God is putting us in a position to restore us, to resurrect after the resurrection. You have life and life abundantly. So we must live and not die. The last shall be first. So let it go. Whatever is holding you, let it go. Whatever is hindering you, let it go. Because the Lord has need of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As I travel to the book of John, the 19th chapter, we know that this is the day after resurrection. This is the time of after resurrection, and Jesus was walking, and Jesus is still walking. And the Bible reads, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the door was shut, This COVID-19 or coronavirus 19 have us in the doors, and they're shut. But because we are shut in a door, that don't keep Jesus out. Jesus will come in a closed place if we begin to cry, if we begin to pray, He would come into a closed place where we are assembled. And why are we assembled in a closed place? Because we are fearful of what may happen to us. But let me tell you, God shows up. God shows up in a dark place, in a isolated place where there is fear. He did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power and of a sound mind. So he's bringing us together in family unity so we can come with one accord, that his spirit may be released in the home first and then spread abroad. So Jesus showed up in the midst of fear, number one. He will stand there, and if you don't let him in, he just will come in. So just know that because you won't voluntarily let him in, he's a gentleman, he won't force his way in, but he is in the midst of you, just like he is in the midst of us right now. And when he comes in the midst of us, he that have an ear, let him hear what the word of the Lord is saying unto the church. The Bible declares here in John 19, and the down at the sea portion, he said, when he came in, he stood in the midst, and he said unto them, peace be unto you. I speak peace unto you tonight. I speak peace of Jesus Christ unto you tonight. I speak blessing upon you tonight. I speak longevity unto you tonight. I speak healing to you tonight. I speak deliverance unto you tonight. Peace be unto you. And when he had said that, he showed proof. So when he began to speak to you, he will show you proof that he is still Jehovah Jireh. He will show you proof that he is still Jehovah Nissi. He will show you proof that he is still Jehovah Tenishkenu. He is still Jehovah Shammah. He is still Jehovah Rapha. He will show up and let you know that he is still a healer. He will show up and he will show you that he is still a deliverer. He will show up and he will show you that he's still a way maker. He's still a promise keeper. He's still the Alpha and he is still the Omega. Yes. When he show up and speak peace into your life, he will show you, and there should be manifestation and proof that he is who he said that he is. And when he do that, our spirit should be glad about it. Is anyone on the airway tonight glad about knowing that Jesus Christ is alive and well? Does anybody know and happy, glad in their spirit that Jesus rose up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand? Is anybody on the airway glad about Jesus being your Lord and your Savior? Is anyone glad about it? If you are glad about it right where you are in your home, right where you are in your car, wherever you may be listening in at this broadcast, just begin to give him a Shabbat, a praise of thanksgiving that he is who he said he is. And the disciples were glad when they knew that it was the Lord, when they knew that he had risen just like he said he would. Is anybody glad about a risen Savior? He is not dead.
Yes.
He is still alive and well right now in the name of Jesus. And as we said, as I said on yesterday, and as I was reflecting back, what do the cross represent? Now, to me, the cross represents a receipt for the victory. Because he's not there. The cross said that he paid it in full, and the tomb is empty. So between the cross and the tomb, there is a receipt of victory and a resurrected king. So that let me know that somewhere in my life, people had done me as being last. Just know that Jesus' resurrection will make me first. But we have to let go of our yesterday and embrace our now. And how do we do that? We must receive ye the Holy Ghost. Because the 21st verse says, Then said Jesus again to them, peace be unto you, my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. And he said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In order for us to have a fire burning on the inside of us, in order for us to be revived and become resurrected, we must receive ye the Holy Ghost. For we need the Holy Ghost to be kept We cannot be kept without the keeper. And the Holy Ghost was left here by Jesus on Calvary's cross that we may be kept. We may be proved and reproached. He is the Godhead figure right now on this earth. We must cry unto the Lord and allow the Holy Ghost in our lives to let the burn, the fire, burn, the fire, burn, the fire, burn all infirmities away from us. But we must receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And whosoever sin you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sin you retain, they are retained. And I tell you, God wants to bless you. God wants to keep you.
Yes.
God wants us delivered. He wants us set free. He wants us to be the head and not the tail. I heard Apostle Spencer say in a quote, how bad do you want it? This is your season if you want it. As David said, Lord, do I retreat or do I pursue? I hear it in the spirit. The Lord said we must pursue the things of God in his will for us. No, despite of what's going on, the children of God is being set up to be blessed. What the devil thought he had taken from us, he is setting us up to be blessed. We shall have the spoils. We shall have the spoils. But you have to position yourself in order to possess that which the Lord has in store for you. You sit in heavenly places. You are the head, but we have to have a mindset, a renewing of the mind, not to be fearful, but faithful. We cannot be fearful in this time. We got to be faithful in this time and go get our blessing.
Mm.
Go get it. Pursue it. It is there waiting on you to get there, but if you don't have a mindset, we got to ask the Holy Ghost to burn the old way of thinking off of us and embrace the now and pursue our blessing. It is right there waiting on us. This is an intentional blessing that is waiting on you and waiting on me. So my sisters and brothers across this nation, pursue, I say. Receive ye the Holy Ghost and allow the peace of God that surpass all understanding to be a part of your life. And you are his child. You are his servant. You are in his kingdom. No matter what they said about you, those were your last days. The Bible declares your latter days, your latter days shall be greater than your former days. So now I was last back then, but I am first now. So in order for me to maintain my first position, I got to let some things go. In the name of Jesus, we got to let it go. And we have to ask the Holy Ghost to burn that cord that's having us tied away so we can be free. And we can be free in Jesus' name. And I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same day, the last shall become first. But what we have to do, we have to let it go. Let it go and embrace. Jesus let the cross. He laid it down so that you and I can have life and life more abundantly. He was in a borrowed tomb, but early Sunday morning, there was an earthquake. There was a shaking. We got to shake some stuff off. We got to shake some stuff off. And when you shake some stuff off, the dirt that got us stuck, it will be loosened so we can move. It's time to move, saints of God. It's time to move, saints of God. It's time to move. Because if Jesus is no longer on the cross, if he is no longer in the tomb, that means he has moved. So if he has moved, that means we must too move to where he's located. In Jesus' name, I just thank God. Hallelujah. Blessing and honor.
Amen.
God is good to us all the time. And all the time, God is good. Fire of the Holy Ghost, burn. Burn. I feel somebody being healed. Don't try to wipe those tears. Let them flow. Let them tears flow. I feel you crying. I feel that somebody on this airwave has been abused. They've been belittled. You've been talked about. But let me tell you, God said if you allow the Holy Ghost to burn right now, right where you are, he's going to give you beauty for your ashes, and you shall be first and not last anymore. You're going to be a witness for him. You're going to be a witness for him. People in your past are going to see you now, and they're going to say, my God, what happened? And your testimony is going to be, say, one day I met Jesus. So let it go. Let it go. Let the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost burn in your life.
Yes.
I feel that if you're thinking suicide, my God, my God, my God, my God, there's suicidal spirit all around this atmosphere because of people being claustrophobic. But I bind that spirit right now in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
You shall live.
Yes.
You shall live. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus. Apostle Spencer, how do I send you? Because I feel that there may be someone who wants me prayer. How do I send you?
Amen.
And that's what it's about.
If that's
revival
you tonight, you need prayer.
Yeah.
Yes. If that's you tonight that need prayer, I want you to do something for me. I want you to press 1. While the anointing that is resting right here, right now, you go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Different things that Bishop, the Holy Ghost, begin to lead Bishop to call out. And if that was you, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. And once you press 1 on your phone, you don't have to have your phone on mute. Amen. We'll call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and we're going to plug you in. I don't want you to be the one that once everything is over, you said, I should have pressed 1. I should have got prayer. Don't go with the shoulda sisters and the shoulda brothers. Amen. You just need to go ahead and press 1 right now. Don't let the devil steal your prayer. I want you to go ahead and press 1 right now. Unmute your phone. We're going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and the Holy Ghost is going to begin to speak as he lead us to. Amen. First caller, we're going to go on the air. Caller 5220 is your last 4 digits of the phone number. God bless you. You are on. If you have your phone on mute, I'm going to call your last 4 digits of your phone number out. I want you to take your phone off of mute. Amen. Caller, last 4 digits is 5220. You're on the air. God bless you. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the next caller. We'll come back to you. Amen. Next caller, you're on the air. The last 4 digits is 5804. God bless you. You're on.
Hello.
God bless you.
Thank
yes.
you. It's me, Pastor. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let it go. Let it go. You are not what they said you are. You're not that person.
Thank you, Lord.
Let it go tonight. Free yourself tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Woman of God, you are misunderstood. But God said he understands. If you let that go and embrace him tonight, you shall live and not die.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh, you need to speak it out of your mouth right now.
Let him be
thank
the least. Yes, God. Yes,
God.
Yes,
God.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Okay, Apostle. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're going to the next caller, please.
Yes.
Next caller, last four digits of your phone number is 8400. God bless you. You on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank God for
Amen.
Being on this line on tonight, and I thank God for a turnover. I heard God say a turnover. He's turning some things over in my life. And I thank God for the U-turn. When he told me specifically U-turn, when he began to speak U-turn to me, I began to turn. And as I began to turn, some things shifted. As I began to turn, some things fell off. And I thank God for the U-turn. And I thank God that I heard his voice and he was speaking to me. We got to know that God is speaking to us. When he said U-turn, he made it so plain. And I thank God for the way that he's speaking. He's making it so plain that the Spirit can hear the Spirit. And I just thank God on tonight. I thank God for breakthroughs. I thank God for breakout. And I thank God for breaking over in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank God for his Spirit and his tender mercy. I thank God for his everlasting peace. I thank God for his glory that's resting upon me. I thank God for every shield of protection that is around me and my family. I thank God for everything that he's doing in me and through me. And I just thank God, and I just want to say to you all, continue to keep me in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank God for just being obedient and being on for tonight. I thank God. I thank God that the last shall be first. That's that over. That's that turnover right there. The last shall be first in the mighty name of Jesus. But if we seek him first, because he said he's been last too long. Well, I thank God for that on tonight. I thank God for you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the caller. We're going to move to our next caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. 3923 is the last four digits of your phone number. God bless you.
All right, Pastor. I just want to thank God for changing a lot of things in my life. And if it wouldn't be for you and First Lady, I don't even think I would have began to make this step in the beginning. Just being honest. But I just want to thank him because he's removing a lot of things out of my life and putting good things in place. night. Lord, thank you for it. Thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bishop.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Stay the course.
Amen.
Because the Bible says he that begins a good work,
yes,
shall complete it until the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So just stick with it.
No,
he's turning things Amen. Around in your life. Just stick with it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We're going to go back to the first caller. We tried to buzz back in, but I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you don't want Bishop to leave today with an anointing that is resting on him without you getting your word or getting your prayer or whatever God is directing. But I'm telling you now, you need to go ahead and press 1. Amen. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone. We're going to go back to the first caller. God bless you, caller. 5220, you on the air. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless, Bishop. That's all the caller as of right now. Pleading with many of you. Please call in so you can get your prayer. If you need prayer, go ahead and get it as the Holy Ghost begin to lead. And God, Bishop, that's pretty much all the callers. Hold on, Bishop. God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 6131. God bless you.
Pastor, I just want to ask for a special prayer of restoration, to just be restored, and asking for strength.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bishop.
My daughter.
Bishop.
Yes, yes. My daughter, God say trust him. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. So now, God, I come to you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I stand in agreement with her for the strength that she's asking for. I stand in agreement for the peace that she needs. And I hear the Lord say, your low self-esteem. The Lord said, I'm going to strengthen you to be strong. Ooh, Jesus. Ah. I'm going to strengthen you to be strong. I'm going to strengthen you to be strong. So he's going to burn some things off of you that's weighing you down. Lord, you're carrying a lot that's not yours. So God said, I'm going to burn off so I can strengthen you to be strong. So stay faithful in the name of Jesus. Stay faithful. Stay true to the word of God. Stay true to God and be obedient to leadership. And God is going to strengthen you to be strong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 God bless you. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 7804. God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the fire tonight. Apostle Davis, this Samuel that we're praying for, the healing for my whole soul. And
yes. Hallelujah. Amen. The healer is here.
And sleep for my wife, sir. She's not sleeping well.
My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Apostle, will you pray for healing?
Yes.
And pray for rest. Yes.
Father God, I come in the spirit realm, and also I tap into the spirit of the man of God that is calling in, and I tap into his faith, because as I see in the spirit, as his petition begin to go up before you pertaining to the healing, God, I thank you that your will be done, not only in his life, but also for his wife's life. God, I thank you, not only for a spiritual healing or a natural healing, God, but it is also emotional healing. I thank you, you even going to bring emotional healing, my God, to his spirit and also to his mind. God, I thank you for respiration, not only, my God, in the spirit, but also in their home. God, I thank you that it's going to begin to rest upon them. It's going to be the best night, and for many more of rest they don't going to get. God, I thank you, even the things that they've been concerning and stressing about because of the things that done shifted in their life. God, I thank you because you're going to begin to supply their every need. As I see in the spirit, God, I thank you because this is a man that seek ye first. And as the scripture begin to declare, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all and everything else will be added unto him. God, I remind you of the word that is spoken in the Bible over this man's life. God, I thank you that what you are doing and what you are up to, he's going to have a testimony that is going to bring that to the world. God bless you, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle David.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else, callers, you go ahead and press 1 on your phone, amen, before things are shift. I thank God for all you all, amen. It's no more of the callers that press 1. Bishop, back to you.
Amen, amen. I just want to say that don't be afraid to ask. The Bible declares we have not because we ask not. In the name of Jesus. And I just want to say that God is still in the saving business. He's still in the deliverance. He's still into salvation. He's still into healing. He have not changed. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And this is our season, but we have to be honest in where we are and what we need. That we go before him in spirit and in truth, so that he can release the blessings to us. We can't operate in pride. We can't operate in arrogance. We can't operate in fear, but we must operate in faith and assurance. So I just thank God for each one of you tonight. And as you all lay down tonight, you're going to have a sweet rest. You're going to have a sweet rest. The Holy Ghost is going to burn some things off of you. If you listen in and receive these words that were spoken tonight, God is going to show up and speak peace unto you. Peace unto you. He wants you to have peace in your life. He wants you to have blessing in your life.
Yeah.
And he wants you to be first and not last. Amen, amen, Apostle.
Amen, amen. Well, Bishop, if that be said, we just thank everybody for tuning in. Listen, we're going to, the spreading of fire is going to be a movement, going to be taking place all week long. I'm telling you right now, my God, whatever you asking God for, I want you to put your mind on. I want you to declare it and decree it. I'm telling you, this is going to be a week. Not only going to be spreading the fire, but a week of miracle, week of blessing, because the last shall be first. Amen. If that's all, Bishop, amen. We're going to go ahead and tell them good night. If that's all.
That's all. Then tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we'll be back again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good
amen.
Night.
God bless you.
You've got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. cause there's no remedy but prayer. Worrying won't get you very
far.
Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna leave past the moon. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face, cause you're gonna make it, yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day. You're gonna live past the moment. You're gonna make.